Thank you. Okay. How many people remember the Love Is cartoons that used to be in the papers? Anybody remember them? Yeah? Okay, I've got a few of them. These were simple definitions of love that a New Zealand cartoonist, Kim Casali, did for a boyfriend who became a husband. And I've got a few pictures of them. So if James could put me... Yeah? You might not be able to see the bottom bit on it, but it says, love is distracting. Okay? And he's so busy looking at her and thinking how wonderful she is that he walks into a lamppost, right? I think we all, you know, we identify with that to a certain extent, don't we? We've all felt a bit like that. Must admit, usually if I walk into a lamppost, it's because I'm reading a book, you know, rather than looking at anybody. The next one? Yeah? This is for Stacey particularly, love is not leaving the bathroom in a mess. Pretty much, Stacey would say, if you leave the bathroom tidy, then she loves you. You know, it's really important. She's looking at it and thinking, oh my, look at that mess. Yeah. And obviously, you know, love, we actually can demonstrate love by practical things, can't we? How we do things, you know. Things that remind us about consideration and kindness. You know, children, if you're listening, one of the things... Yeah, that you can show love is when your parents ask you to tidy up, you tidy up. That's a way of showing love and respect to them. Okay, next one. Love is something you need on life's journey. Yeah, throughout life. Yeah, you know, we need love. We need companionship. We need friendship in life. It's not just about romance. You know, there, but we all need friends. We're made to be social creatures because we're made in God's image. And so love is essential to life, really. The next one. Love is living in hope. There, I don't know if you can see it very well, but he's on a desert island. He's all alone, he's stranded, but he's hoping that this bottle that's coming to him has got a message from his loved one in it. Yeah? And, you know, love is very much connected to hope in the Bible. So, you know, it's a very biblical definition, that one. I think love is living in hope. The next one. Because I identify as a grandparent now, I really like this one. Love is visiting grandma and grandpa. Yeah? There's nothing quite like it when, you know, your grandchild runs into the house with her arms wide open and they're happy to see you. Again, you know, love can cover friendships, it can cover that parent-child relationship, grandparent-grandchildren. Love, you know, carries on. There's something very special about the unconditional love between grandparents and grandchildren. And then the last one, love is all you need. Okay? Now, you probably know that lyric from a Beatles song, all you need is love. Yeah. You know, we've all heard that one, I'm sure. But it's quite a, you know, simplistic statement, we might think, but it's true that love is the essential thing to life. And the Bible says that God is love. So it's true that love's at the very centre, the very heart of the Christian message of good news. But of course, we've all got our own definitions of love and our own understanding of that. So I need the children to come and find some definitions of love now. Yeah, so I've got various hearts all around, on chairs, near the computer, on the table at the back. I need you to see if you can find those hearts, okay, and bring them to me, okay? So you might need a bit of help. There might be some nearer the front. Oh, are you finding some? Okay, they're on the table, Stephen. Okay, we've got 13 altogether. So I need you to find me. How many have we got here, Esther? Let's have a look. You want to count them?
1, 2.
Oh, thank you. I've got 3 from Rebecca.
5, 6.
Oh, I've got 7 from Esther. I've got 3 from Rebecca. How many is that then, Esther? 7 and 3? No, 7. 8, 9, 10. So there's another 3 somewhere. I think there's some near the computer, or there were some. I'm not sure that the one on James' head I really want, but never mind. Maybe so. Thank you. Have we got them all? Yeah. Have you got them, Esther? Yeah, have you got the other ones? Oh, good. Right, now you've done so well finding me all these hearts that I think you deserve just one. Okay.
Thank you.
Is Isla coming for one? Isla, would you like a chocolate heart? As we look at what the definition of love is, she can have it later if she doesn't. If you could just move on, James. Yeah. So 1 Corinthians 13, we've given that some hearts for you to take home. It's probably the chapter where it talks about love the most. And we've got written on the back of these hearts all these verses there. So love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And we've got all those verses written on this tree here, okay, in different ways, so that we can remember what love is. And then it goes on to say, love never fails. And later on in the chapter, it says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I've also got those verses in other versions of the Bible, because sometimes it helps us to see them in different versions. So this is from the Contemporary English Version, and that says, love is kind and patient, never jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. Love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never fails. And then in the Message Version, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. So children, if you can just come and look at these pictures, okay? So we're going to just talk a little bit about those things, okay? So love is patient and kind. Right, so particular, we'll start with the children and then we'll move on. You want to sit down, sweetheart, just there? What does it mean? Love is patient and kind. What does that mean? Can you give me some examples?
Sharing.
Yeah, kind would be sharing, wouldn't it? It would be nice if you can share. We don't get sort of fed up either if things don't happen straight away. We realise that sometimes you've got to wait for things. Okay? It's not always nice to wait, but we can be patient with each other as well if somebody doesn't understand something the first time round. Love is patient and kind. And the next one. Yeah? Love isn't jealous. What is it to be jealous or envious? Yeah, in a way. And also wanting, one of the versions said, doesn't want what it doesn't have. If you're jealous, I think there the picture's meant to be, oh, look, you know, I want your bike or I want your toy more than mine, you know, when we're a child. But it's easy to be jealous of other people when we're older, isn't it, as well? And look at them and think, oh, you know, I wish I were like them. Wanting to be something that you're not. Ultimately, we care about other people, so we're not jealous. The next one. Love doesn't boast or brag, okay? It's not always talking about what you can do and sort of, you know. Yeah, well, when you're bragging, you don't think other people are better, do they? You think that you're the best. But, you know, if you're not boasting, you're prepared to listen to other people and appreciate the fact that they might be different, but they're still valuable. This is a hard one, I think. Love controls temper and isn't angry. Or love isn't easily angered or quick-tempered or irritable. Okay? So it's very easy for us, isn't it? To be selfish, really, and to lose our tempers. You know, if things aren't going our way, what do?
We wait.
It's better to wait. But what do we often do? Particularly when we're little, we stamp our feet, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah? We stamp our feet when we don't get our own way or somebody says no to us. We lose our temper, we get very angry. I can remember Stephen once when he was about 4. He was playing with a tractor at his grandma's house and something happened with the tractor and it wasn't quite working and he was really frustrated and he just picked up the tractor and threw it across the room because he was angry. But unfortunately, in throwing it across the room, he actually completely broke it and he couldn't fix it. And so it didn't get him anywhere, did it? He'd lost his toy just because he was quick-tempered. So, you know, we've got to sometimes bite our tongues, not say the thing that we want to say, not do, you know, not stamp our feet or throw our toys, but try not to be so angry. And, you know, we know that God is slow to anger. The Bible says he's slow to anger and rich in love. And he loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. So God has plenty of things he could be angry about, because we often turn around and say that we don't want to do things his way. But he knows how to control his anger, and we need to learn how to control our anger too. And the next one says, love cares about other people's needs. Some of the things that we looked at were, for example, doesn't keep a record of people's wrongs. We all know somebody, I think, don't we? You know, some person who, they will remember what you did in 1943, you know, and how you said that, and, you know, anytime anything happens, they remember what you've done wrong. Well, God's not like that. And he doesn't want us to be like that. He doesn't want us to, you know, always be bearing grudges or being nasty to people. He wants us to care about other people. Love seeks to protect other people from harm. Love seeks to help people. So if we're loving, we can care about other people's needs. Now, again, sometimes, you know, we need to learn how to do that, because it's not always about what you say. For some people, it's your words telling you, you know, people that you love them. But some people respond to love in different ways. Some people, like we said, it's tidying up the bathroom. That is your way of showing that you love somebody. Other people might want to show their love by giving gifts. Often at this time of year, you know, we have Valentine's Day, don't we, when people give cards and gifts to people that they love. Some people, that really means a lot too. You know, getting a card or getting a gift or a bunch of flowers or some chocolates. That's a way of showing that you love people. But you can also show love people that you love them by spending time with them. You know, by giving them your attention. Love looks like many different languages. And the next one, James, is this the last one? Yeah. Love accepts all things, has trust and hope, and never gives up. You know, it's not easy to trust all times because people let us down. But God wants us to keep on trusting. He wants us to keep on hoping, to be patient, not to give up, to persevere. Okay? Not just to say, oh, well, you said something nasty to me once, and so I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
That's not very kind.
It's not very kind, is it?
No.
So you forgive somebody and you keep going, you keep on loving them. Yes, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to still love them and to keep on loving them no matter what. So what we're going to do now, just as a break, We're going to move the tables out. So these that I've got, these are actually meant to be gift tags, okay? You're meant to put them on a present, okay? So I've got some gift tags for us, and I thought we could decorate them, and maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe you are going to send a Valentine's gift to somebody, or maybe you just want to think about, you know, what love really means. So you could, I mean, this one says, love keeps no record of wrongs. You could write on it, you could use it. We've got some hearts to stick on. So I'd like you children in particular to decorate some of these gift labels so that you can give them maybe. Tie it onto a gift that you give to somebody as a sign that you love them. Okay?
So, and we've also got some...